Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we begin a new perek, Daf Mem Omid Beis, all the way in the bottom. Zuk the Mishnah. Kol Hatzlomim Asurim, Bnei Shehein Ne'evodim Pam Achas Bashona, Divrei Meir. All the Tzlomim. What exactly do we mean by Tzlomim? As you'll see in Mi'at Shem and the Gemara shortly, we're talking about full-fledged statues of human beings. I'll tell you already a secret. The Gemara is going to tell us it's talking about Andrati Shemlochim, specifically about kings. And says our Mishnah that these statues of the kings were worshipped once a year. Vos epis, once a year. Say the Meforshim, either on the birthday of the king or on the Yotzat of the king. They used to go and praise the king. And the kings had huge amount of power, like our current president, and therefore they consider them to be like a god, and the populace, the citizens, also consider them to be like a god. So much so that they would go and bow down to that king, the statue of the king, once a year, at least once a year, but it's enough once a year, and they typically did it on a birthday or on a yortzat. So, because they made it into a deity, deity means into a god, it has now a din of Isra Noah. Where's the din of Isra Noah in the Torah? Shteit in Pusik. Le'yidbak biyodcha ma'uma min ha'cherem. You're not allowed to have anything, afila ma'uma, a kleinekite, a nothing, min ha'cherem. The term cherem over here is referring to avodah zarah. You're not allowed to have any hanoah whatsoever. Mishnah doesn't explain what type of hanoah you could have from such a statue. L'choyre, it could mean that it's a very, very sunny day and the person wants to sit in the shade of the tzelem. That's not mistaver, because in Kodesh and the Gemara talks about koil marav areach ein boy mishim hanoah, and one of the Gemuras over there talks about someone who's sitting in the shade of the walls of Yerushalayim or the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. Is that considered to be a Moyel Behegdash or not? So in more mistaber we're talking is that this tzelem, a portion of it has been broken off and now you want to go and use it and it's Osir Bahanur. But that is a difficult pshat as well, because we'll see in Mi'at Hashem towards the end of today's daf that there's a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish about the shivrei tzlomim, whether those are mutar b'hanoah, asur b'hanoah. So, l'chayra, you have to say you're talking about that they took away the entire andrati, maybe this is 100 years later, that old king has been long forgotten, but still it has a din of avodah zarah because they use it for avodah zarah, and now he wants to take it home, and he wants to put it in his living room to make it look beautiful and to show everybody, look what I got, a new piece of furniture, this old statue, it's antique, whatever. Conjure up in your minds whatever you want, how you could have hanu'ah from such a tzelem. Says our Mishnah, it's asur. Why? Because it has a din of avodah zarah. Divrei Meir. We're going to develop this more when we get into the Gemara Rabbi Yisai. Rucham respectfully disagree. Any osur. Ela kol sheyesh biyodei makel oy tzipor oy kadur. The Chacham say, no. If you just have the andrati alone, this tzelem alone, this isn't gurnished. You know, when this gets to the level of avodah zarah, if it shows by the, if the statue itself exemplifies that this king had total power, how does it show that he had total power? If he's holding in his hand a makel, or a tzipor, or a kadur, that shows that he wasn't just stam a melech, but he was an all-powerful king. What is the remez of the makel, tzipor, or kadur? Mi'achim the Gemara will discuss that shortly on the Amud Aleph. However, if it's an empty-handed tzelem, just standing there, say the Chachamim, you don't have to assume that that's an avodah zarah, and there is no iser hanah. Again, the Gemara is going to talk about this in greater length in a moment. Rabshim Gamliel Oymer Af Kol Sheyesh Biyodei Koldover. Rabshim Gamliel agrees to the Chachamim that Stam Tzelem is gunish. However, it doesn't have to hold a makel, tzipor, or kader. If it holds anything, that's already enough to show that this is a very powerful melech. Again, we'll see him at Shem and Igmar. So the Gemara begins. We started off that the Chachamim say, Einoi osur elekol sheyesh biyodim makir. Zok the Gemara, Id nevodim pamachas pashana, my time of the Rabbanan. Note, it doesn't say in the Mishnah that the Chachamim hold that if the Tzelem is not holding anything, that it's not nevad. The Chachamim don't attack that. They don't challenge that. And it's mashva from the Mishnah, the Chachamim agree that even Tzelemim can be and are nevad. The Chachamim just say that there's no Isra Noah unless this Tzelem is holding on to one of these three items. So for Eitimara, I don't understand. If the Chacham agreed to end the Avodim upon Achas Vashana, and Rashi says, where do we see that in the Mishnah? Because the Chacham don't say, no, the other Tzlamim are not Ne'evad, the only one that is Ne'evad if it has a Makel, Tzipor, or Kadur. They only argue on the Isra, no. But they agree that other Tzlamim are Ne'evad. If other Tzlamim are Ne'evad, so why the Chacham making a Gantzer Trask? Why are they arguing and saying, Dafka, these three items? Let's take a quick look at the Rashi right after the Mishnah. Zok Rashi Gemara, my time of the Rabbanim. Midloik Tani v'chomim oimim einoi nevad, ela mishiesh biyodoi, the makil, tzibur kadur. It doesn't say that in the Mishnah, that einoi nevad. Mechal desfir luhune nevadim. So apparently the Chachamim agreed to the mayor, yes, there are people that go and bow down to this Tzelem, even without the makil, tzibur or kadur. So if that's the case, so why isn't it also banah? Sidachashtika voidazara? People are worshipping this tzelem. What's the svara of the chacham? Amr of Yitzhak Yosef, Amr of Yoichanan, bim koimish or a mayor hoyu oivdim oisa pam achas bashara. Where a mayor lived in his town, in his city, they used to go and worship that tzelem like a deity, just like an avoidazara. They would get together on their birthday, they get together on the Yotzad, and make a machfaneim, a ganze, ganze parade, mit a ganze voidezur, and everybody bow down. So that the Chacham agree with, that even if that Andrati, that Tzelem, is not holding on to anything, avad it's osir banoa, because everybody's oivden oisa. So what's the machloikis here? For a meir de chayish lemiuta, goz ashar mekoimois otu oisa in mokoim, so what the Gemara is telling us is, according to Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Avada, if we know for a fact that everybody is bowing down to this particular Tzelem, because they are machshiv this king, that this king was a great king, and therefore he is a deity, he's like a god. Everybody agrees that Tzelem becomes Osir Bahano, because people have designated it for an avodah zarah. So what's the machloikis? The machloikis is, what about shar mekoimis? Shar mekoimis means that in the city where a mayor lived, yeah, everybody bowed down to that tzelem. The mayor says, when I go to other cities and other communities, even though I don't know what the story is over there, I'm just, for instance, a tourist, I don't really know whether people are bowing down to their statue. But just like in my town, says the mayor, everybody's bowing down to the statue, I bet you that they're also going and bowing down to the statues and that other city. But what's going on? I mean, the city of Rameir, that is the key city in the whole world? No, no. Rameir agrees that my city is not the city. That's the example that exemplifies Avodah Zarah. But rather he's saying, if it could happen in my city, it could happen in your city. Because the mayor is chayish lemiyuta, therefore he's going to assume throughout the world, when you see these types of tzlamim, that you have to assume that it is ashtika voidezara, and therefore it's osir bahano. But really, every single statue that you see, everywhere in Central Park, in Washington, wherever you go, anytime you see a figure of a president, it's Ashtika Avodah. So it's, no, don't push it. Omer Rav Yehuda Mishmuel. So we're going to have a number of limitations. Limitation number one, Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, Madrati Shel Melochim. We're not just talking about a statue of anyone or everyone. It's got to be, the word Andrati means a statue. Melochim means of a melech. Ah, Rashi says in the Mishnah that Mishum Dine Evodim, since we see that people are bowing down to this Andrati, to this statue, Mishum Chashivus Ashkelua Lahanach Chefti Birai. Oh, that's already going on the Chum. But the point is that Rameir holds the fact that people recognize this Melech as being either a very benevolent Melech, or to the reverse, they realize that he was an all-powerful king, and he would conquer Medinois after Medinois, and therefore he was a great, like a god, the Havdil. So they bowed down to it, and that's the reason why, according to Rameir, not only is it Asur, but any time I see an Andrati Shel Melech, I have to assume that the people are worshipping it as well, even though I have no statistics, I have no information. But Rameir is Chayish L'miyuta. However, the Chacham disagree, the Chacham say, Maskev, Rameir, in your town, people go and bow down to that Avodah Zarah, to that Tzelem. If I was in your town, I agree with you, I would not have any Hanoah from that Tzelem. However, I'm talking about other towns and communities and cities throughout the world. Why should I assume that those are also Ne'evad L'Shem Avodah Zarah? I'm not Choshish L'miyuta. So why did they put up that statue in the first place? The Gemara will address that in another couple of lines. So that is limitation number one, explaining the Mishnah. We're not talking about any tzelem, any statue of anything. It's got to be a statue of a melech. And it has to be that I know for a fact that at least somewhere in the world, they worship that melech. And therefore I have to assume, says Rameir, that when I find such an Andrati Shel Melech, it doesn't have to be the same melech, another king, makes no difference. If I find such an Andrati Shel Melech, I should assume that people are worshipping it, and therefore it's Osir Bano. But we're not finished. Yes?
According to Rameir, it could not be old selling of pictures. That statue of Yeshka or anybody like that could be.
Are you allowed to take a picture of it?
If you're allowed to sell, why is not pictures of the statue for Lady Yeshka?
You're asking a separate question. You're asking if you see a... First of all, it's not crystal clear that Christianity is Avodah Zarah. That is, in fact, a big, big machloikis. You're wondering why would it be a machloikis? Because Avodah Zarah means that they deny the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and they substitute it with their own God. They don't hold the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, they hold of the Pa'or, they hold of Marculius, they hold of Buddha. You just think of any Avodah Zarah, that's the one that is the one in control of the world, or at least in control of whatever their Avodah Zarah believes, whatever their chinuch teaches them. However, when you're talking about Christianity, they agree that Sidua Bashefa, there's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The problem is what we call Shituf. Shituf means that they say it's not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also their Yoizel is part of the equation. And in fact, they even throw in a third one. I guess they're concerned about Zugais. And therefore they have a trinity. And therefore they have not only the God, they have the Virgin Mary, but the Holy Ghost, but Nachazachazachan. I'm not really familiar with any of that, and I hope never to be familiar with that. Some of you may know more about it. But as a result of the fact that they believe that there is a God, there are many poskim that hold that Christianity is not considered to be Avodah Zarah. I think the majority do feel that it is Avodah Zarah, and therefore they prohibit you from entering into a church and stuff of that nature. That, by the way, the nafka mina between all of that is what we call Islam. Islam, as to my knowledge, everybody agrees, is not an Avodah Zarah, because they believe, just like we, in one almighty God. They call it Allah. And the fact that they have Muhammad is considered to be a Novi, a prophet. Just like you have Bilam, Harosha was a prophet for Midian and for Moav. So they too, they have a prophet called Muhammad. However, essentially, in their mosques, Baruch Hashem, I've never been in one of their mosques, but from what I understand, they serve one almighty God. They do not serve Muhammad. That being the case, it's not an Avodah Zarah. And from what I'm told, modern day poskim and Rabbanim hold that you're allowed to enter into a mosque, and in fact even daven a tefillin in the mosque, as long as it's crystal clear that you're not davening to their whatever. But once again, according to that's a halacha lemaisa, consult with your local competent Orthodox rabbi. But that's my understanding, that masks are not considered to be in the base of Avodah Zarah. And as far as churches are concerned, that's already a machloikis. Well, most poskim hold that it is Avodah Zarah, but many hold that it's not, because it's just shituf. But now let's get back to your question. Bill, I think you were asking a question about taking a picture of Avodah Zarah. I don't know what the status of taking pictures is. You're certainly not having hanoah from the Avodah Zarah just because you're taking a picture. If you take a shtick Avodah Zarah, that's Avodah Zarah, just taking a picture. Whether or not you should have pictures of that in your possession, that's already another issue. Does a picture get the status of a tzelem? Just like when they wear the tzelems around their necks, assuming that that's considered to be the shesiv erev, right, the crosses. Assuming that that happens to be an Avodah Zarah, especially if it has yoizel on it. So with their pictures, it would also be the same case. Ich weiß nicht, I would avoid it, but feel free to ask your competent local Orthodox rabbi for his opinion. Yes.
In Islam, there's been a lot of opinions lately that a number of shirim I've attended over the last couple of years, the rabbis talk about it is Avodah Zarah.
Okay.
The main example they give is that rock they go around, which is something that preceded Islam and was also used to this idol worship, and that same idea. They go for their pilgrimage every year, and they go around the stone, this large stone, the Kaaba.
And that stone they worship as if it's an Avodah Zarah, as if it's a god?
It wasn't before.
Okay, but can you believe in Islam without having to go to that pilgrimage and bow down to that stone?
No, they're supposed to go.
Okay, anyway, we're getting into intricacies.
There are other examples too, but that's one that has been cited quite a bit.
Well, from what I am told, and I'm not a historian, certainly not about Christianity, but I was told that the reason why on Kratzmach they have a Kratzmach tree with a pine tree and all that is because originally when the pagans were approached by the Christian missionaries that go and join Christianity, they said, but what about our beloved trees that we worship, like an Asherah tree? What are we going to do with that? They said, you know what? We're going to put that as the key part of our most important holiday, Kratzmach. We're going to make a big tree, and you'll ornament it, and you'll put under it presents for all the kids, and you'll put on lights and all the other mishigas and whatever they do with these trees. So that tree, I heard b'shem Rav Moshe Zatzal, that if he had such a tree in his lobby, like most of us have when it comes to the Christian season, when it comes to the holiday season, that he would avoid going through the lobby. He would try to go through a back entrance, because he felt that tree could be still the remnants of a pagan Avodah Zarah performance, whatever. So that, but that doesn't define Christianity generally. Christianity generally means a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the God, together with their yoizel as a shituf. Whether that's Christianity, whether that's Avodah Zarah or not, again, that's a machlokas. I think the majority opinion is that it is a machlokas. But as far as that it is Avodah Zarah, as far as that tree itself, Rav Moshe and presumably others held that that is real Avodah Zarah, and there's no question about it, because that's just the residue, the remnants of the original pagans worshipping like an Asherah tree. Okay, anyway, all of that is fascinating. So let's get back to our Gemara now. And our Gemara is now talking about the Andrati Shel Malachim, where Rav Yehuda Mishmuel says that's the pshat in the Mishnah, that if you happen to have this big statue of a melech, and people are worshipping it once a year, it's a simon that they made into a deity, and therefore it's awesome. What's the svara of Chacham? The Chacham agree that if I and you witness, or we know that this particular Adrati Shel Melech is being worshipped by Oivdei Avodah Zarah, it has a status of Avodah Zarah. The only machlokes is, if I don't know about this Adrati Shel Melech, I know Reb Meir's city, they had Adrati Shel Melech, everybody was Koyre Mishtachme once a year. But I go to another city, I don't know, nobody told me. So I don't have to assume that they did the same thing in their city. I can assume that it's there. The Gemara will say shortly, Linoi, to beautify the city. That's Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. Rabbi Barbachonam,
Rabbi Yehuda. But if it has a makul, then yes?
Oh, yes. Okay, so Rabbi Yosef Bleier is here together with me, reminds me that Chum say, however, if it has a makul or a tzip or a kadu, that's already a different story. Because the reason why they put those items in the hand of the melech in that statue is to show this is the real Makoi. This is our melech that people go and worship. So, if the whole machloik is then between Remeir and the Chachamim is in a case where I don't know. In a case where I know for sure that everybody is Kareo Mishtach Voloi, then Avad it's an Avoid Zara, and Avad it's Osir Banot. No machloikis. The machloikis is if I don't know that people are Kareo Mishtach Voloi. Says Remeir, since in my town everybody's Kareo Mishtach Voloi to the statue of the Melech, I'm going to assume that the same thing applies everywhere. That whatever you find such an Andrati Shel Melech, that people are Kareo Mishtachve. And the Chum say, no, if you tell me that the majority are, is one thing. But just because your particular city, Remeir, then the Chafrim Achevra, they all bow down to their Andrati Shel Melech, what does it have to do with Andrati Shel Melech throughout the world? I'm not Choshish Lemiyuta. However, if it's holding a Makal Tzipur HaKadur, oh, that's a symbol that they feel that that Melech is ultra king. He's omnipotent. He's omnipotent. He has all the koyach in the world. Then you have to be choishit, and then you have to go and consider it an isra voidazar. Well, Omer Rabbi B'chonam Rabbi Yochanan, I have yet another limitation. Uba'oimdim al Pesach Medina Sheninu. It's not if you have Andrati Shemelech just anywhere. If they put it at the opening of the word Medina normally means country, but the Mefarshim say, really in this connection, it means city. You come into a new city, and you have the big welcome sign, welcome to Avodah Zarah city, and right next to it you have this Andrati Shel Melech. Then, once again, according to a mayor, you have to assume people worship it, even if you don't know, and the Chum say, you don't have to worry about it unless you know for sure. Or, if you see that this Andrati is holding on to a makel, a tzipor, or kador, then you have to be choishish that this is taka, a real avodah zarah, because that shows that the king is omnipotent and they worship it as a god, as a deity. But we're not finished yet, Rabbi Yisai. Omer Rabba, machloikis bishlo kfarim. If you find such an andrati, such a statue, outside of a kfar. Kfar, of course, means a town or a village. Al b'shel krochem, divya kol mutarim, then for sure it's mutalach, mutalach. Why is it mutalach? My time l'noi avdi lahu. The reason why they put up this Andrati Shel Melech is not l'shem avodah zarah, but it's for, what would we call it today, a tourist attraction. This way, all the tourists say, oh, you come to this town, and not the town, you come to this city, and you see the Andrati Shel Melech, immediately the bus will stop, all of the tourists will get off, everybody's going to go and take out their cameras or their iPhones, and they're going to take pictures, mit selfies, un selfies, I'll take a picture of you, you take a picture of me, mit adop, and they'll be able to go home and afterwards tell their mishpucha, hui, you should have seen this Andrati Shel Melech, so he shines, he fines, he git, but it's not l'shem avodah zarah. So according to a Rabbah learns initially, we're going to change this in a moment, Rabbi Yisai. But initially Rabbah says the machloikis is only by kfarim. Kfarim, who goes to a shtetl to go and see epsafensi shmensi melech? After all, there's very little in the way of tourism in small villages and towns. So if they're building an Andrati Shel Melech, that's where the machloikis is, whether this was intended for avodah zarah or intended for noi. However, if Tumat Krachim, everybody would agree that this is made Lenoi. Lenoi of Dilahu. Freit Yimara, Ud Kvarim, Mi Iklam Adiyom, Lenoi Ka'av Dilahu. You're telling me by the Kvarim, that's where the Machloikis is, between Remeir and the Chacham. Let me ask you, my friend. In Kvarim, they build such statues, Lenoi. Today, building a statue like that, it's got to cost you $1 million. You have to go and make all types of investigations, and you have to go in inspections to make sure that the ground is solid, and then you can build it, and it should stay there for the next 1,000 years. You know, it's a big undertaking. Your little kfar, they don't have the resources, and they don't have the interest in building this beautiful edifice. Who cares? Yonoi, Nishnoi, there are no tourist buses, nobody's taking pictures. The kfar are not going to put it up. Zuk to Yomara, you're 100% right. Likvarim vadin mefilchinu avdilahu. If you find a small shtetl somewhere that only has 25 people or whatever, small town, small village, and they built this beautiful andrati, you can be sure this is not Lenoi. This is Mefachinu, that people think that this king was so benevolent and such a chanan v'rachim and such a tzaddik and such a da-da, ba-ba-ba, or he was such a gibor that you should worship him as a deity, as a god. And therefore, so Timur, you're telling me by kvorim, there is some that hold this Lenoi? So Timur, you're 100% right. Pung faket, elian matmer itmar hochi itmar. What Rabbi was, what did Rabbi say? Rabbi machlokes b'shul krachim, b'shul kvorim dibri hakoil asurim. If you find such an andrati shel melech on the outside of a kfar, where according to the mayor, it's talking about without a makel, tzipor, or kader. Says the mayor, just like in my shtetl, we go and worship it. You can assume throughout the world, all the kvorim that have such andrati shel melech, that they go and worship it, because the Meir is chayish lemiyuta. Say the Rabbanan, I'm not chayish lemiyuta. If I know for a fact that people are worshipping avad and avada, if I don't know, I don't know. And therefore, don't automatically assume that this is an avodah zara, and don't automatically assume that it's an iser hanoa. But that's by the kvarim. Shal kvarim divi hakoil asur. When you come, machloikis is bishol krachim. By krachim, by the big cities. What's the divide? What's the machloikis here between Reb Meir and the Chacham? The divide is, what's the reason why they put up this andrati shel melech? Did they put it up l'shem avodah zarah purposes? Or l'shem noy? Say the Chacham, come on, d'rei minishka kop. If you know for sure that people are worshipping it, avada, then there's nothing to discuss. But if you don't know, why do you assume that it's an avodah zarah? You should assume it's l'noy, ornamental, it's pretty, it's nice. Every city, big cities, they have to have tourists, and they have to have trade, and they have to have people coming and going. They want to beautify the city. They want to encourage people to come and live in the city and make business. So that's by the krachim. But by kvarim, they don't have the assets. They don't have the interest. If they put up such an adrati shel melech, then everybody would agree. You should assume it's a shtik, a voidizar. But now let's talk about the chum that they add on, called sheyesh biyodi makil oitzipar. So the Gemara tells them, when do I say for sure you can say it's asur? When it has a makel. This is a makel. Makel, of course, is a shtek in a stick, a pole in its hands. Sheroi a staff. Sheroi de es atzmoy tachas kol oilam kulay kemakel. What the Gemara is telling us is that the reason why when they built this statue, they had the staff in the hand of the melech, because it wants to show how omnipotent, how all-powerful the Melech was, that the whole Oilam Kuloi was underneath him, like a person holding on, like a king holding on to a staff. He could take the staff like Lahavdul Moshe Rabbeinu, and with that you can go and divide up the Yamsev, you can go and hit a rock, and water will come out, etc., etc. Even though by Moshe, of course, he should have spoken to the rock, but that's a separate inyan. But that's the purpose of the Makya. Now the Gemara, in a very subtle way, ridicules all of that and doesn't say it's a makel sheroi de es kolo oilam kulay. It's roi de es atzmoy tachas kolo oilam kulay. In other words, in a very subtle way, what the Gemara is telling us is that the purpose of the makel is to show how strong, how mighty this king is. He has a staff, and roi de, roi de means he controls and he rules kolo oilam kulay. But instead, Gemara throws in the words, es atzmoy tas kolon kulay, because you foolish melech, you think that you rule, dibes chagunisht. The only one that has any real power is the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The fact that you have a melech, leiv, melochim biyar Hashem, the Kodesh Baruch Hu allows you to be the melech, but you don't have your own rights and your own power to go and rule. And so therefore, he uses the expression, makel sheroides atzmoy, the only one that he might have dominion is on himself. Tachas kol oilam kulay. But really, he has no power whatsoever. Similarly, tzipor is holding on to a bird. Again, the same message. Shetoifis is atzmoy tachas kol oilam kulay kitzipor. What the Gemara means to say is that he's toifis es kol oilam kulay kitzipor. Just like he's holding on to this bird that's struggling to fly away. I have full control over you. Same thing is, this melech has full control over the world. But however, the Gemara is now ridiculing this whole idea. And it's saying he doesn't go and control the world. Perhaps he controls himself. Tachas kol olam kulay. But that's about it. And then the same thing is kadur. Kadur in modern Hebrew means a ball, as you know. So it's something similar in the Talmud. Shetoifis is atzmi tachas olam kulay kekadur. Just like he holds on to a ball, he's holding on, controls the whole world. But really, says Imara, what he controls is himself, if that much. Tana, that was initially. In later years, Hoisifa Aleyan, the Chachamim added to the list of the three, Sayif Atorah v'Tabas. Sayif, of course, is a sword. Atorah is a crown. Tabas is a ring. So the Imara explains. Sayif mei korisavar listem bi'alma. Initially, when you saw a statue of a king and he was holding a sword in his hand, people looked at it and said, you know why he's holding on to a sword? Because he's a gangster. He's a bandit. He's a bandit. And he takes his sword and he goes around Nebuch to 345 Park Avenue and he kills four or five people in a matter of minutes. Rahman al-Itzlan. That's what the Saif indicates. Not that he's a powerful king, but he's a gangster. That's what they held initially. V'psoif later on, sober shahoyrigas atzmei tachas kol olam kulay. That what it symbolizes is his strength, that if he wanted to, he can go and kill everybody and anybody. He just gives the instruction. That sword shows that he is so powerful, he can kill anybody that he wants to. Again, we use the same expression, shahoyrigas atzmei, not that he kills the rest of the world, but he can kill himself. On to Atorah. Torah is a crown. Meikorisover godel klili bi alma. A godel klili, says Rashi, means a professional who is in the business of creating crowns. In other words, he takes the materials, he takes the stones, and he puts a beautiful crown together. And all we're doing is showing by his holding on to a crown, or the crown is on his head, or he's holding on to the crown in his hand, that he is a godel klili, that's his profession. And maybe this is advertising. You look at the bottom of the crown and it'll say, go and check up on Adam Smith, who lives across the street, and he can sell you a beautiful crown. That's what they thought. However, Lubsoyev Sover, in later years, they figured, no, Katora Lamelech, the reason why he's wearing it is to show that he is a king, and he's not wearing his crown like it's befitting a king, and so therefore, that was the symbol of the crown. And similarly, Tabas mei korisover.
I guess it doesn't have to be biyudai.
Yeah, the Lashon HaMishnah is biyodai. However, it could be, and it could be takis taka holding on to the crown in his hand. And that's the reason why initially they thought if he's holding on to it, he's probably not the king. This is just advertising that he's a professional that knows how to go and make beautiful crowns. And if you want one, he has it in hand, it'll sell it to you. Or it could be, and later on they said the fact that he's holding on to a crown means he's about to put the crown on, or he just took the crown off. Or it could be that the Gemara means that libesoif, that Taka the king is wearing a crown on his head. And the Gemara doesn't really go into the full details. Tabas means a ring, but we're not just talking about any ring, we're talking about a signet ring. So Rashi explains on the fourth line, Shliach hanoisei choisem hamishalchoi. You have a messenger, like a postman, a mailman, and he is delivering letters, and people are wondering, who are you? Who do you represent? Why are you sending me this package? So you might think that the guy is just a fraud, just a nobody. He takes out the signet ring. Oh, you see the signet, oh, of the king, of the president. Who is a chush on the bench? So this is a bona fide situation. This is not just any messenger with any package. It's a package to come from the king. So when they saw that the statue the guy had was wearing a ring or holding on to a ring in his hand, they assumed that just shows you that he's a trusted messenger of the king, and that's the reason why he's holding on to the ring. That with this ring, it's like Achashverosh, that with his ring he went and signed and sealed terrible gzeiros, and those gzeiros could be even to go and kill kol olam kulay. Oh, such an omnipotent, such a strong king. Therefore, so initially they thought that this is just a tellum of a messenger boy. After that they realized, no, this is for a king, and therefore people are worshipping it, and that's why it becomes a shtick of Eidazar. And finally, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, anything, cold over, anything that he's holding in his hand. So give me an example. Tana, afilat teror, afilat kisim, even if he's holding on to a pebble. even holding on to a kissim. Kissim is like a thorn or like a toothpick, a splinter of a piece of wood. So what would that indicate? That indicates that the whole world in his eyes is like a tzor, is like a gunisht, it's like a little pebble, it's like a little toothpick. Really has no chashivas whatsoever. That's how strong this king is. Now, Frey Timur Boy Ravashi. Timur asks a fascinating question. The Lashon of Mishnah is Afila Af Kol Sheyesh Biyado Kol Dover. Anything that he's holding on to, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, shows that he is a mighty king and people worship him. Boy Ravashi, what about Tofes Biyado Tzoya Mahu? What happens? You look carefully, what he's holding in his hands is Tzoya, excrement. What do you say now? What are the two tzedadim? Mi amrina kuli amazil ba'ape kitzoya. This is such a strong God and such a great deity and such a great king that he looks upon the whole world as if they're just a bunch of glolim, a bunch of tzoya. What a nice guy this king is. A real pompous, arrogant guy. Reminds me of a president I know. Ikari amri, others say, who miu? He's a great president, but okay. Anyway, let's go back. Ikriyami, who miu? The zilbi ape kuli alma ketzoya. Punkt fakert. That they had to put up this Andrati Shemalachim because apparently the Melech required it. Could be the Melech is still alive. It doesn't mean that he's dafka dead. That he wants this Andrati. Said everybody should worship him and everybody should bow down to him. Just like the Nebuchadnezzar put up a Tzelem and Achashverosh and Haman. They all think of themselves as great Knackers and that everybody should bow down to him. So the people that manufactured and fabricated this statue, they did not hold very much of this king. So they said, I have a good idea. We're going to go and put Gololim in his hand to show that as far as we're concerned, we might bow down once a year, but at the same time we're spitting on the ground because we look upon this king as if he's excrement, as if he's a gunish mitnisht. So the shail is, would Reb Shimon Gamliel hold in such a case? Kosh is we had a cold over that indicates that this is Taka God and therefore it's Osiba, no? Or Puk Fakert, it undermines the whole godliness. It shows that he's a bunch of trash, bunch of refuse. Okay, on to the next Mishnah. You're walking down the street and you find a broken piece of statue. Hare el mutarn. It's mutalach, mutalach. It no longer has a din of Isser Hanoah. What's the reason why? We'll see in the Gemara shortly. Rashi already tells us now. Because the whole thing is a sveik sveika. Now what's a sveik sveika? Number one, we said in the first Mishnah, kol atzlam masurin, what's the reason for the Isser according to a mayor? I don't know for sure that we worship this particular one. But I know in my town, they go and worship the Andrati Shemelech, I'm Choshish Lemiyuta, and therefore even if I don't know, it's a 50-50, maybe it's an 80-20, maybe it's 20-80, Ichveistish Abba Lemaisa, I'm Choshish, and therefore it's awesome. Now the question is, why is it broken? So now the Gemara says later on, we're going to have a Mishnah Miyat Hashem, that if a goy breaks a shtik Avodah Zorah, Kuli Alma Moide, that he's Mavatali Avodah Zorah by breaking it, if he intentionally throws it down and breaks it. Okay, what happens with Shivrei Tzlam? I don't know whether someone threw it to the ground or not. Maybe it just fell over from age. It was a big hurricane, a big wind, and that threw it down. So I don't know how it broke. Is Achmait a Svek Sveka? Is Sofik whether they actually worship it in the first place? And even if they did worship it, maybe someone would mavatel it by throwing it down to the ground. Since I don't know, Hare Elu Mutar. What happens if I find on its own? And you find these from time to time if you go to these fancy museums that you see just a symbol of a yad, of a hand, or of a regel. And we're going to see Mechim the Gemara in the Amid Beis. Shmuel says it's talking about that it's standing on a pedestal, on a base. So it's not just a sheva kli lying there on the table, but they've now reestablished it and put it on a nice base, a nice pedestal. Oh, Hari Elu Asurin. Why? This is a symbol of strength when you put down the yad, and apparently the regel is also a symbol of strength. And this, in fact, was the way that many Oivdei Kechavim would go and worship. Not a full Andrati Shel Melech, a full statue, just a statuchel, a small statue of a yad, a regel. Since this was the derech to go and bow down to it, it has a din of Isur. We'll see more about this on the Amid Beis momentarily. Anyway, we started off the Mishnah Shivrei Tzlamim are mutter. Amish will afil a Shivrei Avodis Kachavim. Not only Tzlam, but even Avodis Zara. What's the difference between a Tzlam and Avodis Zara? Says Rashi. Tzlam, as we explained before, means it's a Sofik. I don't know for sure that it was worshipped. That's the whole Remeir. I'm Chayish Lemuta that it was worshipped, but maybe it wasn't. Avodis Zara, we know for sure it's a certified Avodis Zara. Clearly, everybody worshipped it, no doubt about it. Even there, if you find Shvarim Avodah Zarah, it's Mutalach, Mutalach, no Isra Hana. Frekimov Anan Tanan, our Mishnah says Shivrei Tzlam, Zachmashma only because there's a suffix built in. That suffix, like we said before, Svek Sveka. Number one, maybe it was never worshipped, and the only reason why there's an Isra, because Ramei Chayish Lemiyuta. And number two, maybe someone was Mavatal it. So you had a double suffix. But over here, you only have one suffix. If you know for sure that this is a certified Avodah Zarah, you recognize this, that the Shivrei Avodah Zarah, that everybody worshipped it, no question about it, there's Ashtik Pa'or, Ashtik Malkulius, it's Ashtik whatever Avodah Zarah, certified it was worshipped. So the only one suffix is, how did it break? Was somebody mevatel it by throwing it down, or did it just fall down on its own? Says Shmuel, even in such a case, we say that it's mutter. But our mishnah is mashma only by Shivrei Tzlam, when you have that double suffix, is the mashma that a single suffix, it would be Osir. Frey to Gemara is the Shver on Shmuel. Every Gemara, who had done the Avodah Shivrei Avodah is Chavim. Bemis in our Mishnah is not only by Shivrei Tzlam is Mutter, but even Shivrei Avodah is Chavim, where I know for sure that it was worshipped, it's also Mutter. Ah, Avodah Tani Shivrei Tzlam, so why don't we tell it's the bigger Chiddush? Bishim de Kaboilim is the Seifa, Mutter Tavdas, Yah Tavdas, Regular, Eilu, Asurin. Neshiki Yoitz, Behen, Nevad. What does the Gemara mean to say? If the Mishnah would only say Hamoitzi Shivrei Avodah Zarah Avodis Chachav Mari Elu Mutarin, and then it continued on Matzah Tavnis Yada Tavnis Regel Hari Elu Asurin, I would say you know why they are Asur, because they are Shvarim of Avodah Zarah, and even though normally Shivrei Avodah Zarah are Mutar, but this Tavnis Yada Tavnis Regel, especially like Shmuel says on the Amud Beis, and we're talking a little bit of Shmuel, that we're going to put it on a pedestal, we put it on a base. Oh, Shanagantz Avodah Zarah. But maybe only because that's Shivrei Kalim of a real Avodah Kachav. But if these were Shivrei Tzlamim, the Tavnes Yad, the Tavnes Regel, I would say that's Mutter. Azoy Voltach Gemeint. Because Shivrei Tzlam, Chasvek Sveika. So when you have the Tavnes Yad, Tavnes Regel, even with the base, I might think that it's Mutter. And therefore, Kamash Malon, that even though we're not talking about Avodah Zarah, we're just talking about Tzlamim, where the whole thing is a Svek Sveika. Nevertheless, if you have to have this Yad, to have this Regel, Hari Elu Asur. It tells us that Kiddush. So tonight, we're going to continue to ask Kashis on Shmuel. Tonight, we learned in the Mishnah, because it's Tavdis Yad, Tavdis Regel, Asurim, Nishiki, Oitzabai, Nevad, Freitim, Oramai, Vaha, Shvarim, Ninu. You just told me that according to Shmuel, Shivrei Avodah Zarah, where I know for a fact that people worship it. And nevertheless, it says in the Mishnah that it's Asur. But Shmuel says, Shivrei Avodah Zarah is Mutter. What's going on? So like we already said, Tegma Shmuel be Oimden al Besison Itmar. What's my Oimden al Besison? That they are put on a nice pedestal. Rashi says, Al Kanon Mokam Amesukin Lehen. On a nice base. The word Kan is like from Kir Vekanoi. Toisis adds to this as well, that it's talking about that they made as a special base. Where's the second choices, you see? Look at the third line. They have a nice, big, wide moishev. Moishev means the pedestal, the base. All by themselves, just the yad, just the regel. Doesn't look like it's broken pieces, because they've taken this and they've settled it on a nice base and make a ganze. It appears, says Toisvis, that the way Shmuel is learning our Mishnah, that the reason why the Tavnas Yad, the Tavnas Regel is Osir, because don't think that it's Shvarim. Sinishka Shvarim. That's the way they made it L'chatchila, to go and show that this king is so powerful. Instead of building this huge edifice, a huge statue, they just built a beautiful uplifted hand with a base to show you, oh, that's how powerful he is. And the same thing, an uplifted regal. Okay. Itmar. Avodah Zarah Shenishtabra Me'eleha. So you remember when we learned before in the Mishnah, we were talking about that if the goy takes the statue and throws it down and smashes it to smithereens, there's no question that he is mevatel it. But what happened if the avodah zarah nishtar meila? It fell down and it broke. Is that also mevatel the avodah zarah? Rabbi Yochanan Omar Asura, it remains Asur. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Asura. Why? Nobody was mevatel it, you know. There was a big storm, avodah zarah fell down, and everybody probably, they're going to make a yom tanis, the nebuch that the avodah zarah fell down and it broke, but it remains in its tumma, that it remains a shtick avodah zarah. You know why it's mutter? In all likelihood, even though they were not mevatel it explicitly, probably in their hearts and in their minds, they're mevatel. Why? Because Meimer Omer, I look to this deity to go and help me. And that's why the Akum is mispalel to the Goy, to this, that, not to the Goy, to the Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, help me out. I need Parnos, I need a Yeshua, I need a Skula, etc., etc. However, if they see that the whole statue fell down and it's smashed to smithereens, they say to themselves, if the Avodah Zarah couldn't help itself, how is he going to help me? I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm going to ask him for Parnas, I'm going to ask him for Rafua, for Yeshua. Look at the Avodah Zarah, it's a brach and shtik shtikker. If he couldn't help himself, he can't help me. That's the machlek of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. So now we're going to have a couple of rayas. Eis for Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. For Roish dog goinu shtei kapis yodav kirusois. Vigoinu. Uksev al ken liyidruchu kehani dog goin on the miftan are yoimazen. What is this all about? You all know from Nach that in the times of Eli, they went and sent out the Oroin in the Muchama, because Eli HaKoyin was convinced that by sending the Oroin HaKoydish in that Schus, we're going to win the Muchama. But unfortunately, we did not win that Muchama. And instead, the Goyim, the enemies, they captured the Oroin HaKoydish. Now, where are you going to put the Oroin HaKoydish? They don't have a shul to put it in. They don't have a base of English to put in the Oroin HaKoydish. So the best place is going to put it into their base of Avodah Zarah, which was base Dogoyin. Dogoyin was their Avodah Zarah. That was the name of the Avodah Zarah. And it says the Meforshim, the reason why it was called Dogoyin, because it was in the form of a fish. A big, big, big fish from a Lashon dog. Dog. It was called Dogoyin. And they put on one side of the doorway, they put the Dogoyin, and on the other side, they put the Oroin HaKoydish, Zelu Umazeh, as a kovod for the Oroin HaKoydish, be next to the Avodah Zarah. Kodesh Baruch Hu was not impressed, and the next day, when they opened up the base of Avodah Zarah, the Kahanim were startled. You know why? Because the Roish Dogoyin Ishtei Kapis Yodav HaKrusais, the whole thing had been tishmetered overnight. The head fell off, and the Kapis Yodav fell off, and they said, ay, 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 ay. Says the Pasuk, because of the fact that they considered Dogoyin to be so holy. Al Kein LeYidruchu Kehani Dogoyin, the priests of this Dogoyin Avodah Zarah, do not tread upon the miftan. Miftan is the shvel, the
lintel.
Sorry, what was that?
Lintel.
Isn't the lintel the one on top, not on the one on the bottom? Anyway, it doesn't matter. They did not go and
walk.
The threshold. Oh, that's the word I was looking for. Shkoyach. The threshold. They don't walk on that threshold. And the pasuk ends off, ad hayoyim hazeh. Why? So apparently, says the Gemara, because even though the Dogoyin was tishmetered, all of those pieces still retain their holiness, so to speak, of the Avodah Zarah. And therefore now, this threshold had on it the pieces of Avodah Zarah. Uyuyuy, it's so holy by this Avodah Zarah. And therefore the Kahanim Dogoyin wouldn't walk on it. Is the chasimin that Shibrei Avodah Zarah still retain their shame Avodah Zarah? Because if you're going to tell me that it's batel mevutel ka'afra de'ara hasir gunish met gunish, so why are they giving any special treatment to the threshold? Everything went omel like nishkarai. Nisham raya. Hazim shemenichas hadogen v'oidenes ha'miftan. What the oilam conjured up in their minds was that all of the power that was in the Dogoyin, this Avodah Zarah, transferred from the statue to the threshold. The Amri Hochi, Shavki Isrei le Dogoyin. Isrei means the power and force of this Avodah Zarah. It left the Dogoyin. For also Esav le al Miftan, and now it transferred to the Miftan, because that's where we find the Shivri Avodah Zarah on the Miftan. So now the Dogoyin is Akapura, is Gunish, you can throw it into the refuse basket. But the Miftan, where you have those Shivrei, the head and the hands, oh, those deny Avodah Zarah, and that's why they wouldn't step on it, because they don't want to step on Avodah Zarah, Chas v'Shalom. So therefore, no raya from that case. That's one pshat of Rashi. Yisrael means the koyach, the gvura, and the shrora. Rashi has another pshat that Yisrael means the sar, that every avodah zarah, just like all the umas oilam hebsaps, a sar up in Shemayim. So this avodah zarah also has a sar, and that sar and all of its power have left the dogoin, and that sar transferred its power and authority to the miftah. Okay, sar is a minister, is a guy, some sort of, I guess, maybe a malach or something like that, up in Shemayim. Okay, Freitimar Eisvei Nochmo. We have the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Shivrei Avodah Zarah, Osur Amutar. Zokti Mora Moitzi Shivrei Tzlamim, Hari Eru Mutarin. Where is that? That's our Mishnah. If you find the Shivrei Tzlamim, they are Mutar. Freitimar Gemara. Ho, is a chmash only because Shivrei Tzlamim? Because it's a svek svek. Like we said before, I don't know for sure that they worshipped at Efshiyo, Efshinisht. If I know for sure that they worshipped Avodah Zarah, then everybody would agree that it's a surin. It's asur. But it's shvarim. Why is it asur? Is the chayr rai to Rabbi Yochanan that Shivri Avodah Zarah, Shinishtabra me'eleha, continue to be asur? After my life, don't go and be medayik. Davka moit shivri tzlamim areil mutarim. And therefore, Hashivri Avodah Zarah Masurim. No. Loi Tema Shivri Avodah Zarah Masurim. Don't make such a diuk. Ella, the diuk should be Ella Eima Hatzlam Atzman Asurim. It's only Shivri Tzlamim which are mutter. What happens if you find the Tzlamim themselves? They're awesome. One second. I had a machloikas about that in the first Mishnah that we started off today. It's only Rameir that holds regular Tzlamim are Asur. The Chum say, no. I'm not Choshish Lemiyuta, unless I know for sure, they're not Asur. Therefore, what the Mishnah is trying to emphasize is that we paskin like a mayor and not like the chacham. So therefore, don't make a diuk that shivrei tzlamim are mutter. Therefore, shivrei avodah zarah are asur. No. Shivrei avodah zarah are also asur. So why does it say shivrei tzlamim? To tell you that we paskin like a mayor, stomach a mayor, that only the shivrei are mutter, but the tzlamim themselves are asur, even though they're not holding in their hands any makel, any tzipor, any kadur, any sayef, etc.
Great deal. We passed him like a mayor. We have Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in a Mishnah. And we passed him like an exception, those three exceptions. How can we say? And he's only the answer. He has something. A stam stamam doesn't have his hair, and he should be mutter. So how can the Torah say we passed him like a mayor?
Do me a favor, please go to Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis. If you have a regular Gemara, you have it. If it's the art scroll, then you have to go back to the first Chedek. Do you have Lamed Beis Amid Beis?
I'm getting Yes, sir.
Good. Look at the top Toises, please. Halacha Reb Shimon Gamliel. The Gemara says we pass Reb Shimon Gamliel. Zok to Toises. Lahani Amiroi, Les Lehu Klola Dechol Mokim Shishon Reb Shimon Gamliel Mishra Sein Halacha Kemoisai. So Tosis now tells us something very important. Even though we find Rabbi Yochanan says throughout Shas, wherever it says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah, we always paskin like him, except in three cases. What are the three cases? Oreif, Tzidoin, and Raya Achroina. Good, beautiful. But not everybody holds that way. Rabbi Yochanan holds that way. And other Amirai.
Great, thank you so much.
Rabbi Yochanan, my dear Meir, Nishmalu Rabbanan, Lemrenu, Lemrenu, Shivrei Tzlamim, Ustama Kira Meir. Ustama Kira Meir. See, what you're saying is, this should be a fourth case of that we're not paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but we're paskin like Rabbi Meir. Who's answering this kasha? This is Reish Lakish talking. The kasha was on Reish Lakish. We see from the Mishnah Moitzi Shivrei Tzlamim is what Hashivrei Avodah Zarah is Asur is Charayit Rabbi Yochanan Kasha and Reb Reish Lakish says Reish Lakish, no, don't make a diuk Shivrei Avodah Zarah Asur, make a diuk that Tzlam Atzman Ar Asur, because I Reish Lakish do not agree with my colleague and my shvuger Rabbi Yochanan and my Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds we always pass like Reb Shem Gamliel Kol Atayra Kula except for those three cases. I Reish Lakish disagree. And I hold that sometimes we pass like Reb Shimon Gamliel, and sometimes we don't. In this case, we pass like Reb Meir, and therefore that Tosfos Lamed Beis tells us that Reish Lakish is not the only person. There are other Amirim that also agree that we do not follow Rabbi Yochanan, who paskins b'chol mokim like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Okay? And we continue on, Rabbi Say. Zokti mori yetzvaitim. V'hashun v'haltman. Yeah. Rabbi Yochanan. Praiti mori yetzvaitim Rabbi Yochanan. Midrameya nishmul l'rabbanan. Why don't we make a nice parallel between Rameir and the Chachon? And that is, Lavam Rameir. We started off the parak. Slum are asr. And then we got to the second Mishnah. Shivri slum are mutter. So let's say a parallel to the Chum too. The Rabbanan. Rabbanan akuri by slumim are mutter. Because they hold a regular tzelim and not chayish lemiyuta unless it's holding a makel like we had in the Mishnah. But what happens if I have avoidus kachovim? Real live avoidus kachovim. There's no doubt. It's not a shayla. It's not a speksveka. It's real avoidus kachovim. Say the same thing. Rabbanan avoidus kachovim nami hi asura. And say shvera mutarim. Wouldn't that be a nice parallelism? That according to the mayor, slumim are awesome. Shivri slum are mutar. Rabbanan avoidus kachovim is awesome. Shvera mutar. Is a shvera and Rabbi Yochanan l'chayra raya too. Rish Lakish. Everything more. Hachi hashta. You cannot compare. Awesome. You know why Shivrei Tzlomim are mutalit Rameir? Because of the Svek Sveka that we said. Awesome. Eimer of them. Eimer loy of them. Number one, I don't know whether this Tzlom anybody worshipped it. I just know in Rameir's city, there they worshipped it. But this other city, I have no idea. Efshio, maybe it's only Linoi. They just did it for a tourist attraction. So people should go and make pictures. To make the town and the city beautiful. If you'd go and tell me, no, come on, Rabbi Say, I'm telling you it was of them. Maybe the goyim were mavatel it. I don't know. Svek sveka, says Rameir, it's mutter. By the fact that we call it not a tzel, we call it avodah zechum, we know for sure it's certified avodah zara. Miyemid the bodlam. I don't know the fact that it's broken, that someone would mevatel it. Maybe it fell down in an accident. There was a storm wind. Have a suffix of vadai. The vadai, it's vadai avoidah zara. The fact that it's broken is a suffix, whether it will mevatel it or not mevatel it. So therefore, you cannot compare Rameir's case to the Rabbanan's case. Now, since we said, ain't suffix moitzim day vadai, we get off on a tangent for a short moment. Vatanya. Very famous. Price a chover shemes, a chover, not amoritz, a chover, who's medaktik kechuta sara on trumas and maestris. Never he passed away. V'niach megura malaya pedris afila hein bin a yoiman. That day that he passed away, he left over a storage bin full of pedris that had been plucked that day, not just plucked, that the gemar malacha, the meruach, right, the meruach, exactly, was that day. Now, we're assuming that the chover was fully conscious and fully able to do whatever he had to do. If the chover has been in a coma for the last 3 months, that's a different story. We're talking about the chover was ready, willing, and able to give truma some maisris, and he had just in the miruach, and now it's roy to do the hafrash of truma some maisris. And Rachman al-Islam, he passed away that day, and I and you don't know, did he give truma some maisris or not? Zokti b'raisarein b'cheskes misukonim. You can assume that it was done and that he was mafresh the trumas and maisers. Frank Timora, v'halcha devadi tvili. It's clear that it's tevel. You see that this is brand new fruit. Just did the miruach, finished, and suffik asun and suffik laser. I really don't know whether he gave the trumas and maisers or not. This is chasopik, because he's talking about the midday, vadai. So Timora gives two terutz. Terutz someone is hosim vadai uvadai hu. It's not a suffik vadai, it's a vadai uvadai. The vade asrino kidreb chanina choyza. Avada, this chover, even though he passed away that day, there's no question he gave trumas and maishas. The omreb chanina choyza, chazok al chover. What about a chover? Sheinem moitzi dove, sheinem mesukim itachas yodoy. He would never allow for chas v'sholem any type of kilkul. And therefore, you can be sure, even though this is this final day on this earth, he made sure that there shouldn't be any takola. He immediately gave trumas and maishas. Vadai umvada. Urvi boyseima, you could say the other way around. Safik v'safiku. Why? I don't know for sure that it's devil. Evshe di ove kirab oishia. The omamarim odomal tvuasai v'machnisa b'moichela. Kadesha tehei behemtoi oicheles v'betura min ha-meiser. What does that mean? So, the Rashi goes into a little bit more discussion, more explanation, more detail. But bottom line is what Rabbi Oishia is telling us is that there are incidents that there are, if you will, religious legal loopholes that you don't have to give Trumas and Maisers. What would be the legal loophole? So our Gemara gives an example that you brought the Tvua into your home. The Loshen HaPasik is V'Ochel B'Sherecha, and therefore the Gemara darshens from that. I'm sorry, what's up to you?
Derech
Sherecha. That if it came in Derech Shar into your bias, once it's Roye Pnei HaBayis, then it becomes Mechuyev in Trumas HaMaisus. But only if there was already Miruach. In other words, you already had your Gemara Melacha, and it's not lying in the fields or it's in the storage bin, but you already took it home. It's Roye Pnei HaBayis. From that point on, it's Mechuyev Trumas HaMaisus. But what happens if you brought it the Moit Shela? Moit means that you have the kernel of wheat and it still has the chaff on top. 99% of the time, people don't do that. They first remove the chaff by winnowing and by threshing in the ganze geschäft, and now they're bringing the wheat home and they're going to grind it and crush it and make it into flour. But this person brought it b'moitshela. So you didn't have the gemar melacha. So it's not mechuyev in trumas amaisis. Rashi gives the other example, which I think is more well known, that instead of bringing it derech shar in the front door, he brings it derech gagoyes for karfifois, through the chimney, through a karfif, through the back door, not the normal way. Again, that's not koivea l'trumais u'maisris. So it's konzain that this chover's tevel is not really tevel. In other words, it's not mechuyev yet in trumas u'maisris because he didn't have the gemar malacha or because he brought it from the back instead of from the front. Ah, is the chasofik whether it's mechuyev. And it's a sofik whether he gave trumas u'maisris. In other words, if it was mechuyev, you have a sofik whether he gave or not. So therefore, it's not a sofik in vadai. It's not a vadai in vadai. It's a sofik v'sofik. And therefore, says the Gemara, that's the reason why you can go and eat without having any concern, either because the chover taka already gave the trumas u'maisris, it was mechuyev and he gave, or at the moment you can continue eating it, but derech aroi, you can't be kaveh suda, you can eat it derech aroi. Zok the Gemara, what's the reason? Back to the Gemara, why would a person do that? Because you can go and give it to the animals. You yourself are not allowed to go and eat it b'derech keva. You're allowed to eat it b'derech aroy. But the behemoth can go and eat it even b'kvius. He has a ganze dinner, no problem, because the achilas behemoth is considered to be derech aroy. So this is totally permissible, and the chover could have done this, and therefore it's kenzain, the whole thing is not mechuyev yet in trumas u'maisris. So it's not altvadi and vadi. It's not sofing about it, it's alt sofik for sofik. And we're going to stop over here, Rabbi Isai. We're going to continue the inyan of Safi Moitzu Devadai tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Thank you all for listening.